Welcome to the Bangor City Audio Boom channel. I'm joined now by Bangor City's manager, Nev Powell, after a handsome 3-0 win over Newtown. Nev, your thoughts on the game?
Very pleasing. You know, Newtown coming to the game knowing a win would probably get them in the top six. So it was a bit like a cup final for them. But I thought we acquitted ourselves well, especially after the land did no defeat. It was important the lads put a performance in, and you know, they did. They scored some good goals. They worked hard. You know, they won every 50-50, and deserved winners. You know, we're very pleased.
Yeah, difficult conditions out there, but for the most part, City dominated that game.
Well, the desire and the hunger was there tonight. For some reason, we were first to every ball. It's probably the introduction of Steve Lewis to the team. You know, give us that bit of a lift. You know, he was holding the ball up there, and always a presence first half. So, you know, it was important the lads put a performance after the game on New Year's Day, which we looked jaded, but they'd done that, you know, against a very good Newtown side, and it's a big 3 points for us, because you never know, there's still an outside chance we could get the top six. But more importantly, you know, you try and get the top of the bottom six if we can. So we just want to get as many points on the board as we possibly can, Kev.
Yeah, still a long shot for that sixth place, probably unrealistic, but still in with a shout.
We're still in with a bit of a shout, but more importantly, we've got a massive game against Haverford West here now, and you know, if we can take 3 points there, it'll take us further away from the bottom teams, because there's nothing in it. There's only two or three wins either way, and they're back in it, so the sooner we get to 35 points, the better in my eyes, wherever we finish. So, as you say, we'll be looking. If we do miss out on the top six, we want to make sure we finish seventh and possibly get in the playoffs through that way. So Ballard done it a couple of years ago and gone into Europe, so there's no reason why, you know, we can't do it, because we've certainly got the players and the fans and the club to do it.
Yeah, and the addition now of Steve Lewis to the squad obviously gives you a bit more bite up front as well. Rio Amadi coming off the bench tonight and getting a goal, obviously a bit of competition there as well.
Yeah, well, that's it. Steve was brought in to help the lads we've got up front. You know, we've got a lot of young lads there. Quite a few of them are lightweights. You know, we won't be playing on plastic pitches every week, where, you know, you probably don't rely on a big man. But as you say, if we're going to be on the heavy pitches, you need someone up there that's going to put themselves about and hold the ball up for us and get us into play. And that's exactly what he done tonight. You know, he brought Sean Edwards. Chris Jones had a fine game next to him. So, you know, and it give Damon Allen and Ryan the space to get close as well. So it'd be a good addition to the squad, Steve.
Yeah, and any further additions planned, or
like I said, we'll see what's available. Maybe one or two others. You know, January's not a great window to get quality players in. You know, the players that are available then are more or less lads that haven't been playing for their teams at the minute. So we'll pick and choose and be careful who we look at. But as you say, if I can get someone in, possibly we could do. We've got a couple of weeks to do it, but if we don't, we're quite happy with what we've got out there at the minute.
Okay, and on now to next Saturday, Haverford West. Obviously, another 3 points aimed for there.
Definitely. We'll go there, win the game, and see where it takes us. You know, we've the first phase of the season. It's the last game, and been a learning curve, to be fair. You know, the young squad, we a bit of a transition, and to be honest, we haven't had the greatest amount of luck this season. Everything the teams have gone against us, with injuries, suspensions, games, you know, decisions has done. But the lads have come back strong, and as you say, they proved tonight what they're worth, and it was a great night for us.
Okay, thanks, Nev. Look forward to seeing you next Saturday.
Cheers, Kev.
Cheers.